All right, y'all ready? All right, we're bringing this committee to order. Welcome. Thank y'all. Tonight is Judges Night. We've named it appropriately so for all you fine folks in the criminal justice building who serve us so well. All right, just a note to the committee members. You've got a sheet in front of you that says utilities at the top of it. So let me explain that. Every year, so we have all these different judges and budgets and the prosecuting attorney that exist over in the criminal justice building. Basically what they do is they take that whole building, they divide it up according to the square footage that each office occupies within the building, and then they incur their fair share of utilities costs for the criminal justice building. So these are amendments that we'll make in the budget throughout the night to make the 2024 number, because I believe in most of these budgets, they just carried forward what they spent last year, which isn't going to cut it for next year. Does that make sense? Any questions on that? Okay. So we'll make those amendments as we roll through these budgets tonight. All right. And again, I think at the top of your stack, you'll see 2024 projections for all of these budgets. And just another reminder that is as you look at your like agenda sheet, the first number you see, whether that's a 1,000 or a 3,000 some odd, you know, all the 1,000s are out of county general. All the 3,000s are special, other special funds. So all the 1,000s will be reflected here in the county general projection, and then all the other funds in the 3,000 range are all listed. Are all listed in this section. And then, for the sake of those who were able to make it here tonight, we all know Judge Braswell has the most budgets out of this one, so we're going to push his to the very last so that y'all can get out of here quicker and don't have to listen to us argue with Judge Braswell, even though he's not here. I'm just kidding. All right. All right. Any questions before we start? Y'all good?
All right. Question, Chairman?
Oh, gosh. All right.
Yeah, might be preliminary to ask, but are we going to get to batch anything tonight?
No, we're not going to be batching anything tonight. The only reason we batched stuff the other night was just because it was all ARP stuff that had already been decided, and it was just kind of a rollover into the next year. That's the only reason I felt comfortable batching those requests. That was a good question. Yeah. Anything else? All right. Mr. Moss?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll make a motion to approve Fund 1000, County General Department 0401, Circuit Court, First Division.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second, and we are up for discussion. And I want to, Justice Moss, do you feel comfortable making a motion to amend the utilities line item based off that utility sheet?
Sure, we'll make a motion to amend 1,000.0401 utilities to 17,000.
Perfect. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on that motion to amend the utilities line item? All right, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? Perfect. All right, now we are back to discussion on this budget as a whole for any members.
So the
yes.
The proposed joint committee resolution 2309 to change that to the wildcard position. That is highlighted because that was a resolution. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So as I went through last week and started going through all of my different budgets, I felt a little uncomfortable, to be honest, with that change that we made. And my reason for that is, I'm going to call because I was new but I felt like I was looking at one piece of a huge puzzle instead of the overall puzzle, and it made me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we need to do to make me feel more comfortable with it, but at this point, I'm uncomfortable. So I do feel like we need to discuss it. Does anybody else have any ideas, or are y'all, how do y'all feel about it?
Okay, so are we talking about the amendment or the resolution that we made to increase the salary? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, from the previously it was $44,616, and then the amended amount, if I'm saying this right, is the $71,499. So that would be an appropriation of the $75,788.94.
And maybe I'm wrong, but the way I remember that is that we were going to come back together and Ms. Weaver was going to speak with the other counties to see. And so maybe it wasn't going to be, you know, necessarily this court allocating that amount.
You mean all on us?
Right, right. That it was going to be split between the three counties.
I don't remember the exact discussion, but it was somewhere in there. Yeah.
Can I ask where we are with that?
Yes, nowhere.
Okay.
They have not had the meetings for me to go to. I've reached out a couple of times. But what we talked about on the last one was me trying to get some of the other counties to pitch in toward this. I do think that I will get some money. I just don't know how much it's going to be, and it may not be top for the first of the year. So what I'm hoping for here is either we look at the amount and we're willing to do it, and then I can reimburse if the other counties give me whatever to put toward that, or at least to make the salary for this position comparable to the other licensed attorneys that are paid by the county. I do have some more information that I brought for y'all this evening. If you would like, I can pass these out to you. The majority of it is exactly what I presented last time, so you'll still have that. I'm going to bring you one.
Yeah,
you're fine. Basically, I'm going to change the date of this letter. So all those charts are still in there. But if you'll go toward and take off the back of the sheets, and you'll be looking at this chart right here. This is a chart that came from the Administrative Office of the Courts. They keep up with all filings in the system. I had them do a report to date. So this was one day last week of how many things are filed in each case in each division. When you notice it says excluding immaterial filings, it excluded things like a summons or a disposition sheet. But it includes petitions, complaints, answers, briefs, replies, motions, response to motions, orders, and all of those things. 7,148 filings of how many filings I have had in my division just this year. Not new cases, but filings. I'm supposed to read every one of those filings before court. This is what I read this weekend. This is one case. This is what I have to read multiple times a week. So while the majority of my time is spent in court, the majority of my off time at home is reading. Where Ryan comes in is he helps me filter through one of the obvious of the list of things that I've already said. He helps me filter through all of these cases when I have motions for summary judgment or motions for anything that I've got to hear, whether it's a discovery issue. He can help me go through this. So when I'm on a bench all day one day, come back the next, and he can kind of give me a summary of what I'm expecting, because it is absolutely impossible for me to read that much. Again, I think if y'all recall, I put this in here for our numbers compared to the other Class 6 counties. We exceed those. I even exceed Pulaski County. I think pretty much we all do across the board, but because I'm looking at First Division specific, those numbers are in those charts as well. So my caseload is even exceeding a Pulaski County district who also has a law clerk, and they help deal with those things, top orders, legal research, and all of that. There's the salary survey, which you have. I included that last time. Also, I did a salaries by agency to show you what other law clerks are making. I started with the Supreme Court because that's the very top. obviously we're not going to be able to compare those. Went down to the Court of Appeals. You see that Court of Appeals is the next level up from the Circuit Court. Obviously, there's a big discrepancy. 71,499 is what the current Pulaski County law clerks are making. Then I did put the county employee that's the deputy prosecuting attorney, the amount that that is in there. Y'all had asked as well if I knew what the prosecuting attorneys made, and I did not know. We did some looking out of respect for the individual. They didn't feel like it was proper for me to put anybody's names. I mean, it's public information, but I don't feel comfortable doing that. But I did get a list of some of the salaries for the prosecuting attorneys. Now, they obviously make a lot more, but I highlighted that's just the county employee because I thought that's what was relevant. But because you asked, I did provide that. The other sheet, I'm not sure if I provided it, but if you look at the total case numbers that have been filed in the first division, and I'm not
looking at that in their report, do you know?
Okay, the very last page. So this talks about the total cases per division, first starts at the top, and it goes down to fifth. And if you look at the last 3 years, that's 5,677 cases that have been filed in my court. So, for me, it's a loss of attorney to be able to really do the work that he is doing. And I think I talked about last time, they can drive down the road to Little Rock and make substantially more money doing the same job. Mm-hmm. And I've already had, as I said, three of my TCAs leave. Now, my first TCA did become a licensed attorney. If I had any pay that's comparable to where she's paying now, she might have stayed. We were together for 9 years, but she didn't. The second one left for higher pay. The third one left for higher pay. A $20,000 difference between what she was making in my office and what she was making in Faulkner County. So she left a state job to go to work for Faulkner County, and I can't blame her. I would too. I mean, that was a no-brainer to take that elevation and pay. So now I'm on my fourth TCA, and I'm on my second law clerk.
I would guess. Let me back up. What is there anything that we, the court, can do to help with your filings?
No.
It seems out of whack with everyone else. And I know we've explained Judge Braswell before, you know, but like, why does the bar chart look like that? I guess.
That's probably for a different day. But also, I do civil, and a lot of civil cases are very paper heavy. So there's a lot of motions that are filed, a lot of legal arguments okay. that are made. So, for example, I don't think we have any red books. Are y'all familiar with the red books are? No? Okay. I almost brought them as a presentation tonight, but I didn't. I think there's, how many are there? 28?
That's awesome. More books than that.
Yeah, there's 28. There's one that's for criminal law. There's one that's pretty much juvenile law. And there's probate, and the rest are civil. So those rest are the ones that I have to deal with.
It's just where they fall.
It's just where they fall. And okay. I enjoy the civil, so that's all. They work all well. I would not want to do the Russell's job at all.
Yeah.
Do we have any numbers about out of this 7,148 filings, how many of those were Faulkner County and how much of those were the other counties?
I believe that these were Faulkner County specific because I tried to I've requested it to be Faulkner County specific. But even if these aren't, it's going to be the same type of ratio. It's going to still be very similar. The filings in the first division and then the filings in the other. So it'll be similar because we pretty much carry our same docket all the way through the thing. Not exactly, but for me, mine's pretty much the same. I do some juvenile defense and neglect cases in Northern County where Judge Clark does them here, but it's pretty much the same. So my point in all this is I'm just wanting to let y'all know because I think I have heard some rumblings. That there were some folks that have questioned the position, questioned the pay, and I get that. Nobody's come to me about it, but it's out there, and it's worked. And it's one of those things where I know what I do in my office. The numbers do not lie. The proof is in the paper. The proof is in the numbers. I just want to get somebody, get them here, get them trained, and get them to stay. That's what I want, because I can't really let someone loose ever, but I sure can't if I'm having to retrain somebody every 12 to 18 months, because it takes a good 6 to 9 months to really get in there. So what I really would like is obviously what I'm asking. My second wish would be to at least be comparable to other licensed attorneys that are paid for the county, because he's making more than 40 hours a week, being paid $2,500 more than somebody that gets to work part-time for that. So that's an issue that I have, and again, I just want to say, I'm not saying that, I'll leave with that.
Thank you, Judge.
And I still am going to the other counties and anticipate some money, but my concern is, and I guess what I would think is, what can I get from Fulton County? And then I can come back in the spring if I get the money from them. Okay, can we add more? Or how about we add this to what y'all are paying and then supplement this to get to the number that I was asking for? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know. Searcy County, they had a clerk leave, and I'm not real sure what's happening up there. I'm not sure if they're real sure what's happening up there. But I did cut my budget in Searcy County specifically to have a better chance of getting what I was asking for this.
My biggest concern is we've got to keep some congruency within the county. Like you said, you've got all these Supreme Court, Court of Appeal, law clerk salaries and everything, and they look fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know where I'm going to get there. I just bought those for comparison.
Yes, thank you. Yes. And keeping some, like I said, just keeping some congruency within the county, because when we have to look at salaries, we have to look at, like you presented, what are law clerks making and what is an acceptable salary for a law clerk, you know, regardless of where they're at, or even in other class six counties, other comparable counties. But we also got to turn and look within our county and to say, what does this look like comparable with the rest of the county's pay scale, you know, and where everyone else sits. And I think that's my concern right now with the amount that this sits at. I don't have a magic number in mind as the answer. I don't know if y'all have a magic number in mind as the answer. Just what you're providing here. This was at 44.6. It says, Braswell's got a chief of staff at 62, an office supervisor at 52. Clawson's got a circuit court clerk at 52. Judge Clark's got a part-timer. Judge Foster's got someone at 52. And then we have, what do you got down here? Our county attorney, deputy prosecuting attorney at 65, public defender at 42, and first division law clerk at 40. Oh, that's yours. That's this one again. All right, yeah.
And the public defender is part-time.
Yeah, yeah.
What I ideally am looking at is something along the lines of the prosecuting attorney or the assistant to the other judges. Mm-hmm. I know that they're going to be asking for pay raises. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I would never, ever, ever go against any elected official coming in to ask for a raise for their staff. I just think that as colleagues, we should not do that. And I think that we should always support an employee. So when I'm saying that, I'm not trying to say anything about them, because I'm all for everybody getting raises. And for anybody, any employer going to get their employee raises, I think that says a lot about them as an employer when they're willing to fight for their employees, because we certainly couldn't make it without them. But that's kind of where I would really like to see this going, is making more than the non-licensed attorney, maybe at least as the minimum licensed attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Are the law clerks for Third and Fifth Division licensed attorneys as well?
No, they're not law clerks. They are support staff. I don't know their actual titles. Judge Clawson, do you know their actual title?
Just admin. I don't have a clerk.
The book says circuit court clerk is what the budget book says, at least for those positions. Justices, any thoughts?
You may have answered this a lot has happened since the last time we spoke. What was the reasoning of the $26,000, like the gap between 44 and 71? Was it just to get competitive?
It was to try to get him to where the law clerks 20 minutes down the street are. That's where that was. And I think I said then, and like I said now, that was what I used as my basis. Here's what they're making in Pulaski County. They were close to us. Okay, so it's comparable to them. And then here's the salaries for the support staff, or law clerks, or deputy prosecuting attorney. I gave you a lot to look at, but I wanted to be completely transparent so you would know exactly where everybody is.
Yes, Justice Moss.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the appropriation for 2024 on the full-time salaries from the $75,788.94 to the $65,032.24.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Just for clarification, and Judge Weaver, you're about to say something. That 75 amount was the 71,499 plus the 6% COLA is where that 75 amount came from.
I stopped myself.
Yeah. Okay. I knew where you're going there. All right. So Justice Moss, you're saying after the COLA is applied to be 65,032.24.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Justice, any discussion on the motion? So this puts it in line with the deputy prosecuting attorney. And one of the, and I didn't know this, and it's just my ignorance, that we have one deputy prosecuting attorney that's a county employee, and the rest are state employees at various different salary ranges, it looks like.
No, so, I don't know.
That, okay.
I just
know
former county Ms. Cruz would know. I think there's probably other counties that have other things. I try not to meddle in anybody else's business.
Yeah, yeah.
But y'all had asked me what they made the last meeting. I did use the one county loss of attorney. But I had no idea what the other counties are because I did not.
Yeah.
So by putting that at the 65,032.24, is that what we said?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
That is Faulkner County paying all of that salary, correct?
That would be correct. And if I get money from the other counties, then I would come back and say, here's what I've got, and then I would probably still try to build up a little bit and then reimburse them too.
So is that including benefits?
Yeah, well, that's just the salary. The benefits and everything are included in that.
Okay.
Yeah, so all of that would go down as well.
Gotcha.
If I may be frank, I don't know what our protocol is for this. So sometimes I say too much. But this is where I'm at. I don't like that Faulkner County is bearing the brunt of the other ones. I really want money from the other counties. Just to be honest, that's where I'm at. They need to pay their fair share. But with that also being said, our county employees are absolutely top priority. If we can't keep and maintain our employees, retraining them over and over and over again, we're cutting our nose off to spite our face. So what is the probability of the other counties actually coming in and paying their fair share? Have they done that in the past? Have they reimbursed us at all?
I had money last year that I could get, yes. Yeah. But every year is different. It's not guaranteed. From talking to some of the folks there, it sounds promising. But I don't want to sit here and say I'm going to get it and then not get it. If that's the case, I'll just tell them you can't work on anything in the Northern Counties. If that's what would make y'all feel better, if it's paid by Faulkner County, I have no qualms with that. Maybe Service County pays, you're on, and I have no qualms with that.
If I may, and I don't want to overstep or anything, but you're... question was, you don't want the other counties to pay this. But I will say that the majority of the work that we both do is in Faulkner County, and that's just by population, too. So you can look at the population of Faulkner County, compare it to smaller counties like Van Buren. First, simple math is going to tell you that you're just not going to have as many cases in those counties compared to what we do here in Fauquier County. And you can see that within the filings on that page. 7,000 something filings, that's just Fauquier County. And that's something that we have to go through every day, read, prepare for court. And so I just wanted to, if there was any confusion, I guess, in the air, all these statistics are from Fauquier County, and it's not like Searcy and Van Buren counties make up a whole lot of what our docket is. Just by, like, population, case numbers, filings, you can see that majority of our time is through Fauquier County. So I just wanted to make sure to clear that.
Thank you for that. It's good information.
Yeah. But again, I'm fine with that's what we need to do. I'm like you. I don't want to keep training somebody, and I would like to get someone here to stay, if possible. So
did you say that your average law clerk was 12 to 18 months? Did I understand that right?
Well, not here. I'm just saying that this position's only been well over a year, and I have a part-time law clerk, and of course they were going to leave because it was part-time, and they wouldn't stay. I did have another one that was a law clerk, and he went to Placid County to make $70,000, and that was before PM, but it was, again, a part-time, and even when this turned, whatever this turned into a full-time position, it wasn't enough for him to want to stay, nor was it enough for my previous CCA, who became a lawyer while she was working with me, to stay. Not saying that she would have stayed.
Sure.
But to make less money doing the same job in the same county somewhere else would be a no-brainer.
At this 65-32-24 that Justice Moss put on the table, do you feel like that number would retain this position?
I think it will for a little while. At least if you've got somebody who's like Mr. Joyner, he's out of law school, and so it's a great job coming in and for a few years. If you stay for a few years, then that's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I think also the type of person, what type of employment are they looking for, because sometimes you have folks who want to raise families and may not want to have to do the overhead. So it all depends. So I don't really know. I think it's at least comparable, and they will stay for longer if you're making that. And also if I can get the other counties to pitch in, mm-hmm. to help raise that sum, then it's going to help as well.
Matt, Judge Chuck Clausen, may I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
I just want to ask, how long has your circuit clerk been in her position? Do you know?
I think she's been a county clerk, I think 24 years total. She's been with me for 3, and she's been with my dad for 12 or 14.
Wow. Okay. And Fifth Circuit, who's that? Foster, is he here tonight?
That's Shayla. She's been around for a while, too, somewhere in some sort of capacity with the county.
She worked for Judge Foster for 8 years, and she worked for the county for about 8 years.
Thank you, Ms. Starter. My only thought behind that is where a circuit clerk, and I honestly don't even know if their job duties are similar. I don't know enough about the judge. So, and you're shaking your head no as well. So he doesn't do anything close to what your person does. Okay, because that's my only thing. I'm most ignorant about anything that goes on in y'all's building. All right, that's one question. I would assume an attorney could even yield a higher salary than the 75 that we have down here. You know, like you said. We've got a sheet in front of us with 80s and 100s and 90s and much less than wanting to go into a private practice or pursue their own judgeship or whatever. You know, my concern is that it'd be difficult to nail down an attorney, a licensed, barred attorney, you know, for anything like that, just because they have potential to go make so much more.
I've had
elsewhere.
Two people that said they want the job if they get the raise in linemen.
Yeah.
Because they are tired of the stress of the other stuff. They want a guaranteed paycheck, they want their retirement, they want the benefits, and they want to be able to come and just go home at night. Now, you know, it's all on really what they're looking for.
Yep.
And I think that's the hard part to determine. I just know that I'm going to have a better chance of having someone that stays when it's got pay that's comparable. some folks just like to do legal research and writing, and that's what they want to do. And a lot of those folks are down at the Court of Appeals with the Supreme Court. And that's where I started, was at the Court of Appeals as a law clerk. I like to talk, though, and I was stepping in an office all the time. And so I, you know, transitioned out to the courtroom, and then, you know, one thing left another.
So when I look at these numbers, we're about $10,000 different between the 65 and the 75 that she was asking for. I personally don't think that it's too much to ask for the other counties to split that difference with us. I mean, they're getting off pretty easy. If they each could contribute even $5,000.
I agree with you 100%. If y'all do, I think Mr. Moss made a motion for it with 65. You know, I'm going to do everything I can for my employee to try to get my raise. And I'm going to come to y'all as soon as I do that and let y'all know, because that money's going to be no good to me up there if I'm not using it. And I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just let it sit up there. But I just don't know anything until we get through. My concern with Nurse County, last year, they didn't even do the budget until January.
But, that gives all of us anxiety.
So that's why I'm like, I don't really know what's going to happen. I was hoping I would try to get it out and at least try to at Bangor County at the least. They canceled the last meeting, and the next meeting is not going to be at another conference meeting. And so, actually, Judge Braswell and some other juvenile judges, but they assured me that I really didn't need to be there because I didn't ask for much on my budget. And what I did is I cut some things in other places in Bangor County as well, trying to soften it. So I basically took it to them. But I don't know. I don't want to make any promises. I felt hopeful that I'll get 10 from both counties, not 10. But 10 combined, possibly more. But I just don't know. That's why I'm like, if y'all are just comfortable with, hey, here's what Bonner County would pay, then I'm comfortable with that too, because I want y'all to be comfortable as well.
I think we all want to see it work, and we all want to see, absolutely, you know, you have somebody in the office that you can depend on, and you're not having to retrain. And I think this does still keep us in line and not, you know, cause other issues. Certainly, I'd like to see him get paid what he's worth. And hopefully, those other counties will step up. And I look forward to you coming back and letting us know that they did. So where are we now? We've got the motion and the...
We got the motion and a second for 65 after... That's after the COLA, the 6% COLA that's been worked into these budgets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All in favor of the motion to amend, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right. Perfect.
Okay. I will hopefully maybe have an update when I come back. But if I don't, then I'll have one in January.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate you. Y'all have any other questions on the rest of this? On the rest of this budget here? Just a reminder, we made the motion to amend the utilities line item. Appropriately, and looks like most of the difference in this was just salary in the budget in its entirety. All right, all in favor of approving $1,000.0401, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. Thank you, Judge Weaver.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks for the cookies, Ms. Officer.
You're welcome.
Just now.
Make a motion to approve fund 1,000 out of County General Department 0403 Circuit Court 3rd Division.
You have a second?
Second.
All right. Any questions, justices, for third division?
Hopefully it'll be pretty easy. I haven't seen the adjustment to the utilities. I think the any overages is a 6% to my, what is shown to be law clerk, but it's my admin position. And the other 3,000 built into that, what we've done over from last year's budget was a request to purchase, I believe, three new computers for staff, and that's what the IT department recommended.
Perfect. Thank you, Judge.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to amend the utilities line item for 0403 to 18,000.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Perfect, thank you. Any more questions, guys, on the on this budget as a whole? All in favor of approval of 1000.0403, say aye.
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 All right, any opposed? Nope. Thank you, Judge. Have a good night.
Thank you.
The next one is
Oh, he's got one more?
This one's your
two. As well.
Make a motion to approve the budget for 3028 Drug Court Department 0403 for Drug Court.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on this one? All is well. All in favor of passing 3028.0403, say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Perfect. Thank you. You got any more budgets hiding out in here, Judge, we need to know about? We can get you done.
Sure, okay. I don't want to talk about that.
Well, what about that position that we just that's going to go into September? Didn't we just approve a position last month?
That grant position?
Yeah, is that grant. Doesn't that need to be approved for September for next year?
It's not here tonight. I think we're waiting on Scott.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we're still waiting to get that posted and get hired. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to approve out of Fund 1000 County General Department 0404 Circuit Court, 4th Division.
Second.
All right. Got a motion in a second. Any discussion on this one? Oh, I guess we've got to amend the utilities. We can do that.
Make a motion to amend the utilities line item to 17,000.
Second.
All right. We got a motion in a second. All in favor of the motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any more discussion on the rest of the budget? All in favor of approval of 1000.0404, say aye.
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 All right, good job.
Make a motion to approve Fund 1000 out of County General Department 0405, Circuit Court, 5th Division.
Second.
All right. Got a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to amend the utilities line item to 17,000.
Second.
All in favor of the motion to amend the utilities line item, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any more questions on the rest of the budget, guys? Judge Foster isn't here to speak to it.
Talk to me until they record
that. Oh, okay. There you go. All in favor of approval of 1000.0405, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Perfect.
Make a motion to approve out of Fund 1000 County General Department 0409 District Court.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on our great friends over at District Court? You got anything to say, Judge?
I love y'all.
That'll work.
Judge Paulson beat you second, so I
don't hear that. I'm here to amen.
All right. The only issue I had with this one, and I talked about this when I was with y'all the other day, was we've just got which one is this? Oh, this is out of County General. Okay, never mind. My question's on the next one then. Any more questions on this one, guys? All right, all in favor of approving 1000.0409, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, awesome.
I think we got one more.
Yeah, you got one more.
Make a motion to approve out of fund 3027, District Court Probation Fees, Department 0408, District Court Probation Fees.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Judge, I think the only question I had on this one. It's just that the budget request, the total projected revenue is in this fund. So next year, they project, in 2024, they project the fund to bring in $47,600. This year's budget request in front of us is $114,000. And I think really just the question there is, and you've about used all of you. I'm just looking at this information. I'm afraid next year we won't be able to fund a $115,000 budget request out of the same fund based off the amount of money we're bringing in and the amount of money we're spending. So I don't know what the answer to that is. Have y'all thought about that or talked about that at all between yourselves or with Mr. Sanson maybe or anybody from the judge's office?
Justices, I think what after we met Justice Murkowski, the putting our two heads together, that fund, I don't want to use it. It was utilized by the county during a budget shortfall, and that's why it's got the money has been a constant drain down on all that. That's also reflected in our request for maintenance and all that. I think that's what happened is that the county, you know, had a budget shortfall 1 year. The amount of contribution that you made went down. So this has slowly been eroding over time. And, I can tell you just in my sobriety court, 4,400 hours of community work service has returned all over Faulkner County. That's just sobriety court. There's another 35 to 3,700 hours that's also given by people who are either trying to use that as an alternative to paying on their fines, working off community work service instead, or whatever. So but you have to have somebody to monitor that. And the best news, I think, for both of us was highway officer didn't stop the alleged crime from occurring. I'm not even sure who the defendant is. But, they were at Target or Walmart or one of those places. They picked up a misdemeanor theft of property charge. And they were begging the officer to charge him with a felony because they didn't want to be on misdemeanor probation. And it's not because we're super mean, but we're super accountable. And our probation officers do an excellent job in making sure that people have employment if they're employable. I can't tell you the number of hours they spend trying to get people who've got issues with addictive disease, getting them in the proper rehab situation, things like that, so they can be productive for citizens, for their families, and for the rest of us, and not having to have supervision. So it's not a free lunch, but that's just two and a half positions that the county is funding. You know, we've got 12 other employees in the city of Conway, just the city of Conway funds, not including our clerks in Greenbrier, Bologna, Mayflower, Guy, Damascus, that are unique to those municipalities. So the probation officers are serving all of those areas. It may be something that we may need to approach and have a coming together meetings with other people, but the bulk of our work in Faulkner County, the bulk of our people who we place on probation or who we monitor community work service for is the city of Conway or the state of Arkansas. So, and that would be your county cases and sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I'm just thinking out. So just like Judge Carnahan said, we share them with the city of Conway and the other cities in Faulkner County. You don't go in any other county, do you? You don't go up in
Van Buren? No, although we have Van Buren County as well. Okay. It's a completely separate budget.
Okay.
We have a probation officer up there. And they work together and train together and try to help each other out on home visits and stuff like that. But other than that, it's completely separate.
So the city of Conway does kick in money into the operations of district court and everything that going on here. Somewhere in this stack is their budget and what they give into that. But I don't know if I know how to read this appropriately, so I'm not going to pretend to know how to read City of Conway's budget.
They do contribute, and these officers support for everybody for the benefit of the court, county,
yeah.
And the our people are supervised and follow the orders and direct as far as work service or payment of fine or treatment or whatever.
But committee, the point of that is to say that if we're going to assume the same amount of burden for funding district court next year that we are this year, then this money that's coming out of district court probation fees will probably have to come out of county general, because district court probation fees is not going to be able to sustain $100,000 plus request, just because the projected revenue is just a hair under $50,000. So that's something we may have to spend some time on next year before budget season dissecting.
Please, if y'all would involve us as early as we can so we can try to figure out something, it'll help y'all's temperature and help ours too.
And it may just be more research on our part and just knowing all the funding sources and what y'all do and everything else, and just helping us be comfortable paying more or be mad at whoever we want to be mad at for not paying. That's probably no one. What was your $15,000 request? Was that having to do with air conditioners that you got in maintenance and service contracts?
Yes. City of Conway, of course, provides the building maintenance and all that. To this point, the last couple of years, the county hasn't contributed anything towards that. We've towards that. It's just a matter of equity and spreading the bills around through the services that are provided. The one thing that's completely Faulkner County responsibility is our civil division. All of the small claims, small less than $25,000 civil cases to take some of the work off the circuit judges, those can come through our office. And so that's a function that is solely county. We have two employees that are provided by the City of Conway towards staffing it, but it's we've had an air conditioner go out every year.
Lightning strikes.
We've had floods.
Salmon.
City of Conway's on a flooding kick here, it's just a question of maintaining the building and providing a more equitable share by the county for the services that the courts provide the citizens.
Perfect. Committee, any questions or comments, thoughts? All right. All in favor of passage of 3027.0408, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you, Justice.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
We really appreciate you, man. All right, I'll make a motion to approve out of Fund 1000 County General Department 0416, Prosecuting Attorney.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Do we have a motion for our utilities?
Make a motion to amend the utilities line item to $8,600 for 2024.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor of the amendment, say aye. Any opposed? All right, perfect. Do y'all have any other questions on the prosecuting attorney's budget? Ms. Cruz, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, good to see you.
What's your, and I'm sure you've told me this and I've just forgotten, what's the $10,000 increase on cell phones and pagers?
So we...
Sure, it's for pagers, right? You're buying a lot of retro vintage pagers.
So we can work out some codes right now. So we had never got... We'd never come to the forum court to ask for work cell phones for the deputy prosecutors, the prosecutor, and then the office administrator. And we use them a lot after hours. In fact, we're doing emails right now. In court, we use them a lot. You know, text and probation officers, victim witness, that sort of thing. And so... it's been on my mind to do it for a while, but to finally get them off having to use any kind of personal devices. So that's what that request is.
And is the small equipment purchased? That's the only
other half of the computers
okay.
that IT had identified. Last year we asked for, I think it was 13 off the top of my head, that IT had come and said, this is, you know, I need to get these replaced this year and then the others, the following year. So that's the second half of that purchase.
Perfect.
And then just the software inquiries for the email. Mm-hmm, that's all we have.
Right. The cell phones and pagers, that's for new devices, not a reimbursement, correct?
That's right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Justice, any more questions for Mrs. Cruz? Out of the $50,000 increase, it looks like about $35,000 of that is personnel, and the other 10 and 6 for, makes up the rest of that. All in favor of passage of 1000.0416, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. Thank you, Ms. Cruz.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Next one.
Oh, I thanked you too early. Good. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve out of Fund 1000 County General Department 0429 Victim Services and Domestic Violence.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Let's see. Oh, this one's got some utilities in it as well. It's our last utilities one.
Make a motion to amend the utilities line item for 2024 to $17,000.
Second.
All right, all in favor of the motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Ms. Cruz, what's your 22? Is that computers as well, or is that something, $22,000 for small equipment? Do you know what that is?
$2,500.
Oh, this one says $25,000. Is that an error?
It must be. We're on the victim service?
Yes. And line item 2002, small equipment.
That's an error. It should be 2500. Mm-hmm. That's why I was confused, because my copy says 2500.
I'll make a motion to amend that 25,000 to 2500.
Second.
All in favor of the motion to amend? Say aye.
Aye.
All right. That amendment is made. Let's see. This is kind of general. Okay.
I was wondering what I was getting.
$25,000. New desk and chairs for everybody, yeah, I guess. Something. Yeah. Justice, any more questions on this one? All right. All in favor of approval of 1000.0429, say aye.
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 All right. And none opposed. Now, are we good? We still got more here?
I'm still here.
All right. Glad to have you.
Make a motion to approve out of Fund 3025, Victim of Crime, Victim Witnesses, to Department 0428, Victim of Crime, Victim Witnesses.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second, and there's no changes in this one. All right. All in favor of the passage of 3025.0428, say aye.
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 All right. Great job.
We'll make a motion to approve out of Fund 3044, Drug Control from Prosecuting Attorney from Department 0416, Drug Control, Prosecuting Attorney.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We better make discussion quick because they're asking for less money in this one. Or she changes her mind. All right.
This is that federal equitable sharing money that y'all just have kind of supervision over, but it's not any kind of county money. Okay.
Perfect. All in favor of passage of 3044.0416, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Great job. And is that it, Mrs. Cruz? Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Scran.
Make a motion to approve out of Fund 1000, County General, Department 0417, Public Defender.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Y'all got any questions on this one? Thank you, sir, for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
All in favor of passage of 1000.0417, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Thank you. Good job. Since Judge Weaver has left, you recall she mentioned that one of her TCAs left her and got a law degree. I scooped her up.
And she's great.
What's TCA stand for?
Trial Court System.
Trial Court Sorry. System. Okay. That's
fine. Acronyms were cursed by.
Yeah, I figured something like that. All right. Just a moment. Yeah.
Make a motion to approve.
Do we not need to amend the utilities?
No, ma'am, not on this one. This one's not on the utilities list.
Okay, there's no major.
Yes.
We're out in Siberia.
All right.
Make a motion to approve out of Fund 3024, Public Defender, Department 0417, Public Defender.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. You guys got any questions on this one? Net zero ask on this one? All in favor of 3024.0417, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to approve out of Fund 3026, Public Defender Investigator, Department 0417, Public Defender Investigator.
Second. All right. Guys, any discussion on this one? We've just got an increase in other professional services, which is for the investigator, I assume.
We don't have an investigator.
Okay.
It's a fund to hire help when we need it.
There you go.
So there are no specific line items. It's just there for when we need it. Our annual revenue on that is around, last year was 11.8, this year it's 13.8, I think. So it's not enough to hire even a part-time investigator, so we just use the money as we need it, as we can.
This projected revenue on this sheet says $100,000 is your projected revenue. Does that sound right?
No.
No? Okay. Scott's not here to ask it.
That counts the carryover.
The projected revenue is counting the carryover? Okay. Well, I don't know either.
Let me take a look.
Well, worst case scenario, you got more money than you thought you had.
No. the fund balance, according to Mr. Sanson, as of January the 1st of 2023, was $1,441.41. Projected revenue is $13,150. Hmm. So total funds available would be $13,591 minus the 10% holdback. So Mr. Sanson's estimate of our projected revenue, and you know the revenue from those two funds comes from filing fees and things of that nature.
Okay, I do see. And in the budget book from last year, the projected revenue for public defender investigation is 11.8, is what it says, as opposed to what it says in front of us, which is $100,000. So,
we'll get it. Mr. Chair,
Yes.
Can I ask him to repeat his numbers he got from Scott? Because that's not what
we got from Scott. In 2000, and these are preliminary, these are estimates that I asked Mr. Sanson to give me so that I could use, have them in my mind when I was working on budgets. And last year, in October, Mr. Sanson projected in the public defender investigation, $11,800 is projected revenue. So this year, on November the 1st, he sent me an email, and his projected revenue estimate for public defender investigation was $13,150.
And what did he say your fund balance was going to be?
The fund balance, carryover, and projected revenues estimated to be $113,591.41.
Mr. Chair, that's different than what we have, but it's enough to appropriate. I'll get with the treasurer and make sure we have the correct numbers for this fund. Okay. But it should be good as far as available to appropriate from what Mr. Clemens has just told me.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just, I mean, the purpose of that is just to make sure we don't appropriate more money than what's in there to appropriate. So, yeah. Just as any more questions on this one? All right. All in favor of 3026.0417, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
None of well, thank you very much. I think that's it for me, isn't it?
I think so. Thank you very much.
Good evening.
All right, and then we've got one more down here that says court security grant, and then we'll look at Judge Braswell's.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve out of Fund 3511 Circuit/District Court Grant, Department 0511 Court Security Grant.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All right. All right, now we'll jump into Judge Brazos. All right, I'm just going to, let me take a moment to peek at these real quick. What we may do is, you can see there's a lot of grants in here, and the grants are all generally pass-through, which means we are just kind of overseeing the passing through of the funds. Some of these are being zeroed out. So, Justice Mosh, since you're the motioner, I will, we could probably batch a number of these. We could probably batch any of these that say grants after them, and be safe with that. Oh, okay.
Juvenile court program, that's a grant. I'm not sure that juvenile probation fees are not.
Did you say juvenile court program?
Yeah,
that's a grant.
Looks like juvenile probation fees is net zero budget. Teen court has a little bit of increase. Let's take up this one, then we'll figure out the rest. The county general one. Yeah, we'll, yeah.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to approve out of Fund 1000 County General, Department 0402, Circuit Court, 2nd Division.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Justice Moss, we have a motion to amend for utilities.
Yes, I'll make a motion to attend. To amend the utilities line item for 2024 to $31,500.
We have a second. All right, motion and a second. And all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Do you have any questions on Judge Braswell's budget here? So y'all see that, I mean, our second division is the juvenile court, and its budget overall is substantially larger than the rest of the circuit judge budgets, mainly because of the amount of juvenile officers you see here that we employ. And it's just more of a lift as a whole. You look like you're being very studious. Any questions? All right. All in favor of 1000.0402, say aye.
Aye.
All right. None opposed. All right. Justin, if you want to batch the rest, I will not disagree with you.
All right, Mr. Chair, I'll make the motion to batch. I'll read these off. Out of Fund 3411, Department 0440. 3412, 3504, 3505, Department 0433, Fund 3509, Department 0441, Fund 3515, Department 0442, and 3517, Department 0444. Would move that we batch those.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to batch all those he just listed. Any questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? I think we just left one out of that, Justice Moss, and that was 3031.0431, which is number three on the list. Yes. So we just need to approve that one. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I'll make the motion. We approve the budget for Fund 3831. It's juvenile probation fees, Department 0431. Juvenile probation fees.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All right. Any opposed? Great job. All right. That completes our agenda for tonight. In record time. All right, so we've got, I want to pull up. So we've got Thursday night, right? We're going to take up, I believe, the judge's office budgets, all of their budgets on Thursday night. For Tuesday night, and I'm just pulling up, I'm trying to remember which email to pull up here. Our budget agenda for Tuesday night, I just want to read it to you so you know. We've got a regular appropriation ordinance. We've got our annual millage that we levy on personal property or on property or whatever it's on. Let's see. Potentially we have our budget. Potentially we could be passing the entire budget. We've got one for fire department, we've got one for ARP, and we've got two tax back resolutions. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We've got seven agenda items for Tuesday, November 14th. On the list for budgets for that Tuesday, November 14th, is, I just want to go back and make sure I have it pulled up here. That is the other elected officials' budget night, which would be like Mrs. Darter, the collector, the treasurer, the assessor, our budget. Would y'all like to take those budgets up after our regular committee agenda, or would you like to consider them on a separate night? It's really up to y'all. I just wanted y'all to be able to. Do you know if we have any other committees meeting that night? We do.
Well, first of all, what's the fire department issue that you're under?
It says Mount Vernon, Enola.
No, Enola and Holland.
Enola and Holland.
There's an Enola Holland issue that will be taken up by infrastructure.
Okay.
I know that to be true. Yes, I don't think personnel has anything to my knowledge. And
but I did hear actually talking to the Veridians person.
Okay, yes, that'll be December.
Okay, sorry. I didn't hear the results.
So if we wanted to, infrastructure go before us.
They're scheduled
before us Tuesday night, this next Tuesday. So it's really just up to the committee if y'all want to take up our regular agenda and then take up our budget agenda for that same night. We have, I just count real quick. 15 budgets for that night. So although this was our thickest night as far as the amount of budgets we've done, they've been fairly easy, you know. A lot of the ones that we'll get into are, like I said, assessor's office, treasurer, collector. Not saying they're necessarily going to be difficult. They're just not a lot of grants and other stuff like these are. So it's really up to y'all. I don't have any, I really have no preference either way, personally.
So either we do it after our regular meeting, or we do it on a different day.
Or we do it on a different day.
And that's the week of Thanksgiving, correct?
So currently, I'm just going to...
Not next week, it's not. It's
the next week. So, yeah, so we meet this coming Thursday, then we meet the 14th, which is the next Tuesday, then we meet Thursday the 16th as well. Those are the current scheduled ones. So if we bumped our regular budget agenda from the 14th, we probably wouldn't want to do it the 21st because we're going to have a full court meeting that day, unless we wanted to meet at 4 o'clock that day or something like that, you know. And then that next Thursday is Thanksgiving. I mean, we could shoot for, it's really, that's fine. Okay.
I'm going to be
asking. That's one vote. Yeah. Ms. Darter, do you have any complaints on that besides just slugging it out here?
No.
Okay.
Just slugging out sometime or no. Is that it? Nozzle stage,
they're done.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we'll run through our normal committee agenda, then we'll run through our budget agenda on the 14th. Okay. I just wanted to give you all an opportunity to make that decision and know that it was coming.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, do y'all have any more questions or anything else for tonight?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If you remember, the extension office came and they had their wrong budget in front of them.
Yes.
They're going to be on the agenda for Thursday in grants and aid. I'd like to bring the budget that they passed
perfect.
On.
Perfect.
Thursday night, too.
Perfect.
All right, thank you.
Was that the only one that we motioned to table from the other night? I feel like we tabled.
Sheriff's.
The ARP.
And they're coming back on Sheriff's Night.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.